Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia.
Saudara pendengar, di Australia, cara paling cepat mendapatkan ambulans dalam situasi darurat adalah dengan menelpon 000 atau 000. Dalam episode panduan pemukiman kali ini, kami akan sampaikan bagaimana dan kapan menelpon ambulans di semua negara bagian dan teritori, serta informasi biayanya. Berikut ini laporan selengkapnya yang disusun oleh Ciara Pazano. Ambulans merupakan kendaraan yang dilengkapi peralatan untuk membantu orang yang sakit atau mengalami kecelakaan dan juga membawa mereka ke rumah sakit apabila diperlukan. Dr. Simon Sawyer, seorang paramedik terdaftar dan direktur di Australian Paramedical College, mengatakan terdapat berbagai macam situasi ketika seseorang harus menelpon 000 dan meminta bantuan ambulans.
If somebody's having something like a heart attack, or they've got unexplained chest pain or chest tightness or something like that, we'd recommend calling an ambulance. If somebody had suddenly lost consciousness or was suddenly weak or numb or paralyzed, maybe they couldn't speak properly, or seizures, traumatic injuries, so falls from large heights where you've injured yourself, anything violent, like if you've been stabbed or shot, perhaps you've been burnt, which is particularly important to call the ambulance in children.
Dalam beberapa keadaan, menemukan lokasi pasien cukup sulit, menurut Dr. Sawyers. Oleh karena itu, berikan informasi yang jelas ketika menelpon 000.
If you're somewhere that it's difficult to locate, unless you tell us exactly where you are, we don't know where you are. So if you're in the middle of a music festival, if you're in the middle of a supermarket, if you're on a farm and you don't have proper street signs and you don't have a letterbox with your number up, we have no way of knowing where you are. So you need to be as specific as possible.
Pelayanan 000 gratis dan dapat dihubungi 24 jam setiap harinya 7 hari seminggu dari semua sambungan telepon kabel, telepon berbayar, atau telepon genggam Anda. Anda tidak memerlukan pulsa di telepon Anda untuk menghubungi 000, menurut Dr. Simon Sawyer.
Anyone can use the 000 service. You don't need to be a subscriber. You don't need to be a citizen. You can be on holidays anywhere in Australia. You can be in a state you're not normally living in. You don't even need to be at home. Children can call, adults can call. So anyone who needs an ambulance or police or fire can call 000. And if you have speech or hearing impairments, there's also another number some people don't know of, 106, which is a text-based service that you can use. And even if you don't speak English, you can still call and say the word ambulance, and then they will work with you to find a translator.
Petugas yang menerima telepon 000 akan bertanya untuk menentukan situasi Anda, apakah termasuk dalam situasi darurat. Dr. Sawyer menambahkan bagaimana Anda menjawab pertanyaan sangatlah penting.
They'll ask you what the actual problem is. So again, be as specific as possible. Speaking as a paramedic, it's important for me to know exactly what I'm going to for a number of reasons. So you might say, for example, I've had a car accident. My partner isn't breathing. My partner's got chest pain, something like that. They'll ask how many people are sick or injured. Again, that's important because if it's just one, maybe just one ambulance will be enough.
Informasi usia dan jenis kelamin pasien juga penting agar dapat membantu para medik menyiapkan obat dan peralatan yang sesuai dengan kebutuhan dan ukurannya. Ini termasuk menentukan apakah pasien mengklasifikasikan diri sebagai transgender atau non-binary. Lindsay McKay adalah Direktur Pelaksana Sementara dari Operational Communication di Ambulance Victoria. Ia mengatakan tidak semua panggilan 000 membutuhkan ambulans.
One in five calls in Australia don't require an emergency ambulance. And in Victoria, they'll come to our secondary triage team. So then you'll be connected to a highly experienced paramedic or a nurse, and they'll do a clinical triage, and they'll ask you lots of kind of medical questions to figure out how can they best support you, which may not mean that you need an ambulance.
Ketika para medik tiba di lokasi, mereka akan mendiagnosa sementara menurut Dr. Sawyer.
Where experts in out-of-hospital emergency health will ask you about your symptoms, will ask a lot of questions about your past medical history as well, and if you have allergies and if you're on medications, all that information we use to try and form a, we call it a provisional diagnosis, what we think is wrong with you.
Biasanya ambulans akan membawa pasien ke rumah sakit terdekat, namun tidak selalu. Kembali dijelaskan oleh Dr. Sawyer.
Not every hospital is the same. So there's some very large hospitals, normally in the major cities, that can deal with very, very sick people. And there's smaller hospitals and regional hospitals. If we can take you to the closest and that's the right hospital for you, that's where we will take you. But if you're very sick and you need to go to a bigger hospital, we'll bypass the closest hospital and go to another one. Likewise, sometimes some hospitals don't do x-rays, or you know that they don't have a stroke team or something like that, so we might need to go to a different hospital.
Orang dengan asuransi kesehatan swasta yang memiliki asuransi perawatan rumah sakit dapat memilih rumah sakit swasta. Sementara itu, Medicare tidak termasuk pelayanan ambulans. Kebanyakan negara bagian dan teritori di Australia, pelayanan ambulansnya akan membebankan pasien biaya panggilan. Per kilometernya gratis atau keduanya gratis menurut McKay.
If you are transported by an ambulance that's transported by land or by helicopter, an invoice, a bill will be sent in the mail telling you how much to pay. It's then the person then can either, if they have ambulance cover, they can either take it to their health provider, so to their private health, give it to them, and then they'll say if there's a gap or not. Every policy is different in Australia, so it depends what you have.
Dr. Sawyer mengatakan biaya pemanggilan ambulans beragam tergantung daerah yurisdiksinya dan keadaan pasien.
Some states like Queensland and Tasmania have free ambulance cover for all residents. Others you have to pay for a membership. It's important to note you can still use the ambulance service if you don't have a membership, but you might have to pay. So there's a lot of factors that determine who needs a membership and who doesn't. So start with what state you're in. Sometimes different states, you don't have to have a membership if you've got a healthcare card or a seniors card. If you've got private health insurance, sometimes ambulance cover is included in that.
Meskipun begitu, Dr. Sawyer mengatakan ada cara yang cukup murah bagi Anda, yaitu berlangganan sebesar $50 per orangnya dan $100 untuk keluarga per tahunnya.
Contact your state ambulance service. You can go through their website or you can call them. You don't call 000. You would call the ambulance service and ask whether you fall into the category of needing a membership or not, and they will be able to advise you. If you do need a membership, they're not expensive at all. They're usually around $50 a year for a single person or around $100 for a family.
McKay menambahkan, apabila bahasa Inggris Anda kurang lancar, Anda dapat menggunakan layanan penerjemah yang terdaftar dalam proses ini.
We have access to the full national linguistic line. So when they dial 000, they could say to them, if they don't know lots of English, at least if they know to say, I speak, and then tell them what language they speak, they'll connect them through to the interpreter service. And then if they're able to answer those questions and they don't need help, that's great. And then if it comes to the clinical and you speak to those paramedics and nurses, you can ask for it then and they will connect you in. So we'll do all that on the phone to help you.
Demikian tadi laporan panduan pemukiman yang disusun oleh Ciara Pasano.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.